Welcome to a Durban Christian Center South Ministry Messings. We hope you enjoy this inspiring word from our senior pastor, Pastor Johnny Grobler.
Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your presence. We thank you that you're near. You're in our heart and you're in our mouths. And tonight you're manifest by your word and you're revealed by your word. And you reveal yourself through your word. And we glorify you tonight, Lord, that you will reveal your power and your presence to each and every one and fill our hearts with faith, because faith comes by hearing and hearing by your word. We glorify you for this. And everybody said, amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Now, I want you to take your Bibles and turn to the book of Joshua, the book of Joshua, chapter 5, Joshua chapter 5, and we're going to read a verse together there, Joshua chapter 5, and we're going to read from verse 13, and I've entitled tonight's message, God Watches Over His Word. Hallelujah. You and I need to realize that God is His Word. Amen. God watches over His Word. In fact, the Bible says He put His Word above His name. In other words, God says, my name will change before my word changes. Hallelujah. Because Him and His Word are one. And we come to a place where we understand the power of God's word. Now, are you in Joshua chapter 5, verse 13? It came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho that he lifted his eyes and looked, and behold, a man stood opposite him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went to him and said to him, are you for us or for our adversaries? And so he said, neither. But as commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and worshipped and said to him, what does my Lord say to his servant? And then the commander of the Lord's army said to Joshua, take the sandal off your foot, for the place where you stand is holy. And Joshua did so. The commander of the army of the Lord is none other than the manifest pre-incarnate Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And yet we see what happened, and it was the same thing that happened when the Lord appeared to Moses in the burning bush. And when he spoke, God told him, I am. And he said to him, take off this, off the feet, the sandals from your feet, because the place you stand is holy. And here, once again, we see the same thing. And this time, it's the Lord Jesus, and he appears as the commander of the armies of the Lord. The Bible says he is a mighty conqueror. He's a prince of peace. He goes forth conquering and to conquer. Hallelujah. He's our victorious king. And he stands there and he reveals himself to Joshua, and Joshua sees him, and at first he just thinks, well, this is just another man standing. But I want you to notice that when Jesus was manifest, and throughout scripture you'll find wherever it says the angel of the Lord is actually speaking about Jesus. But he looks at him and something is different, because he thought he's just a man. But here he is, and he's standing with his sword drawn, and he says, I'm the commander of the armies of the Lord. Take off your shoes, for the place upon which you stand is holy. And Joshua falls to his face, fell on his face to the earth and worshipped and said to him, what does my Lord say to his servant? You see, when the presence of God is in the house, God is saying something. Amen. You know, it's not just, you know, I know this one church, every Sunday they get together, they all fall down. Every Sunday, they're all lying on the ground. They're laughing, they're weeping, and thank God for that. But what is he saying? Amen. Amen. You know, it's not about that. If it's about that, let's all fall down. Then we can go home. Yeah. Amen. What is it about? When his presence comes, it's because he wants to reveal himself. He wants to say something. He wants to reveal his word. And so Joshua experiences the presence of God, the holiness of God. And then the command of the army of the Lord said to Joshua, take the sandals off your foot, for the place where you stand is holy. And Joshua did so. In other words, when you recognize the presence of God, prepare your heart, because God wants to speak to you. And if God is getting ready to speak to you, there's a requirement. Take your sandals off your feet. In other words, get your mind, get your will under subjection, deny your own will, get your plans out, hallelujah, lay it all aside, take the shoes off your feet, take your position, take everything that you've been planning, put it out the door. If you want, it means hang your guns at the door, because I'm about to speak to you. Take your feet, get your feet tender. Amen. Get into my presence. I don't know about you, but when my shoes are off, I walk very funny. I start walking like this. Amen. Because there's a tenderness in the feet. The shoes speak about your will, your purposes, the place where you were going, the things that you had planned, the things that you think that God has given you to do and that you're going to achieve. And God says to Joshua, when Joshua senses the presence of God, he said, take off your shoes. Because Joshua asked the Lord for something. He said, Lord, what are you saying? If you want to receive a word from God, you have to have a heart soft enough to hear it. Amen. If you want God to direct you, you have to be willing to change. Amen. You know, it's amazing how many people come to us for counseling, and when they sit there and I start talking to them, the first thing I've learned to hear, so learn to hear the Lord. Lord, are they here for me to confirm what they already think? Or are they here to hear your word? It's amazing how many, when you speak the word, they leave and they still do what they did, because their feet were not tender. They never took their shoes off. Then they come back 3 months later. Now they want to take their shoes off because they realize. You see, when Joshua's getting ready, the command of the army of the Lord said to him, take off your shoes. I'm about to speak. Hallelujah. And when God speaks, I hear his word. I'm changed by his word. My direction changes by his word. Hallelujah. And once your direction changes, let me tell you, the power of God becomes present. So Joshua comes before him and he says, what do my Lord have to say to his servant? Are you for me or are you for my enemies? Whose side are you on, God? Are you yet to vindicate me? Are you yet to help me? And the angel of the Lord gives him an amazing answer. And some of you come to church and you want to know, is God with me? Pastor, is God with me or is he with my enemies? And the angel of the Lord answers him, neither. I'm not here for you and I'm not here for your enemies. I have come as the commander of the armies of the Lord. I have come as the word of God. You see, there's your side, the enemy side, and God's side. And when you get born again, you step out of your side into God's side. Amen. You step out of the enemy side into God's side. You start making allegiance with the commander of the Lord of hosts. Hallelujah. And here he is, because really what the angel of the Lord came to do, he was looking to see if Joshua will trust in the word of God. Hallelujah. You see, when the Lord appeared to Moses and Moses had to take off his shoes because God was about to speak to him, God was about to change Moses' life forever. God was about to take Moses from following sheep, from being a runaway, from being a convict that is hiding from the law in another nation, living his little life. Trying to get by, trying to live off, you know, his father-in-law. He was about to take Moses from a safe place to being a mighty conqueror. He's about to take Moses from living a natural life to living a life that advances the kingdom. He's about to take Moses that was just going to live a life of a normal human being to become a champion in the kingdom. To become somebody who wages war, somebody who wins battles, somebody who destroys the powers of darkness, somebody who leads the nation of God into the promises. He had to take Moses out of a place and out of a state of complete brokenness. And Moses had to cling to the word of God. Hallelujah. And realize when the word of God comes, power comes into my life. And I want to tell you tonight, God has come. God is visiting you. And when God gets ready to speak, is to take you out of your place and place you where he has prepared for you. And make you a nation changer. Amen. Come on now. We can just start by being a family changer. Amen. You can just start by becoming the man of God for your family. Somebody say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. But you have to be willing to take that on. Amen. And God appears to Joshua and he says to Joshua, listen, Joshua, I didn't come here to help you fulfill your dreams. I didn't come here to help your enemies overcome you. I've come to reveal the word of God concerning your life. Hallelujah. I've come as the captain of the Lord of hosts. Hallelujah. And you know why? Because actually, God is looking across the earth for somebody who would believe his word. Hallelujah. He's not looking for somebody that he can, you know, he can favor and help him. He's looking for somebody who will believe his word. Because God's word is always bigger than you. God's promise is always greater. God's promises will always fill you with fear. Are you with me? Pastor Fred used to say this. He used to say, unless the vision scares you, I doubt it's from God. If it's not full of impossibilities, it's not God. Hallelujah. If it's not full of things that make your flesh want to cringe and run, it's not God. Hallelujah. You have to take your shoes off. You have to say, well, I'm gonna be vulnerable. I'm gonna walk and I'm gonna be willing to step on thorns and step on stones and be in a place of being vulnerable. But I know my God, if you speak, that's all that I need from you. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible says in 2 Chronicles 69, the eyes, 2 Chronicles 16 verse 9, not 69, 16 verse 9, the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf of those whose heart is loyal to him. Hallelujah. Listen, if you will simply make the promise of God take root in your heart, God's eyes catches on you. Hallelujah. When you can simply believe God, you're positioning yourself for a miracle. I think tonight of how the American footballers, they play American football, and I don't know how their rules work, but you can forward pass. Hallelujah. In rugby, if you pass the ball forward, finish. In American football, man, that guy gets the ball, and he's got the ball here, and on that side, somebody started running. He's running full speed, straight ahead. And he's getting, what is he doing? Why is he running there when all the play is happening here? Because he's busy getting into position. He's getting ready to catch the word. He's getting ready because he knows what God has promised him when he gets there. So he's running there full steam. Hallelujah. Amen. And when he gets into position and he turns and he's still running full steam, he sees the ball is coming, but the ball is still not coming for him. The ball is still ahead of him. He has to keep running because he has to get into position. When the ball lands, he will be there. Hallelujah. Amen. Because when God has a word for you, you better run, brother. Amen. Listen, you can be in defense. You're not going to get the ball. You can be in the other leagues. You can run at the back. You're not going to get the ball. That ball only goes forward. Hallelujah. I don't know if many of you watch and know a little bit about it. I know that's the quarterback that throws the ball. And he's got a good arm. He's got the best arm in the team. Hallelujah. And I thank God that the arm of the Lord is mighty. The arm of the Lord is powerful. Hallelujah. And when God speaks, listen, the gameplay is here. Hallelujah. The strategy is here. Get ready. Get into position. Because God's about to throw that ball. He's about to release that promise. Hallelujah. Now, if that... Something I've noticed, that the gameplay is set, brother. That guy starts running. If he's not in position, he's throwing the ball anyway. Amen. And if he didn't run, the ball falls there. Amen. But thank God that the captain of the army of hosts has come. And when he comes with a word, dearly beloved. He comes with a word. And it's the bold. The Bible says that the bold do exploits in his name. Hallelujah. And so he says to him, my word, Isaiah 55:11, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the things for which I speak. Listen, once you got the ball, you can score the goal. Hallelujah. You get into position. You catch that word. God has spoken and I'm running. Hallelujah. And I got the word. It's with me. I can score the goal. If you don't have the ball, you can't score the goal. Amen. But when you got the word, hallelujah, you are a potential goal scorer. When you got the word, the promise is with you. The whole team is dependent on you with that ball. Hallelujah. In other words, when you win, we all win. Amen. When you make it, the whole team rejoices. When you touch down, the whole team scores a goal. Hallelujah. The whole church advances. I want you to know the whole church is dependent on you to get going. The whole church is looking to you to be a man of faith. Amen. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Amen. Come on now. The more we do, the more God can do. Amen. Amen. And God can do mighty things. I just think about that one word God gave me. Remember when we first started, we were thinking to get to 1,000 seats, we're going to have to build a megadome. And we took up the offering, starting to believe God for the 1.8 million for the megadome. And, you know, we started giving for it. And at the same time, God gave one of our elders a dream. We must start feeding the poor. We must start the Hope Center, the Bluff Hope Center. And I don't say anything because I know God. He can do more than one thing at a time. But I went before the Lord. I said, Lord, if you're going to do it, you need to do it. Johnny not going to do it. Amen. If you're going to do it, you're going to do it. You know what God said to me? Johnny, I can walk and chew gum at the same time. I can build my church and build a Hope Center. Amen. Come on now. Hallelujah. Listen, God can throw many balls at the same time. In fact, I see many balls in the air. I see the Word of God running, and I see saints starting to adjust to the Word of God with their lives. Hallelujah. Listen, God is ahead of you. God is bigger than you. God has spoken that word. Get yourself in position, man. Hallelujah. Don't stay where you are. Don't play it safe. Do you hear me tonight, man of God? Get in position because God has determined to bless you. God has determined to make you a kingdom financier. God has determined to make you more than a conqueror, to make you an overcomer, to make you a minister of the gospel, to make you one who casts out devils, heals the sick, opens the blind eyes, advances the kingdom. Hallelujah. He said, who have you come for? Did you come for me? So now I've come because of the word of God. Hallelujah. It's an amazing answer. Did you come for me or for my enemies? For neither. I've come as captain of the Lord of hosts. I've come with the word. And immediately he opens his heart. He says, what does my Lord say? Hallelujah. So one church I visited, the people, as I say, every Sunday, they're all laughing. And I said to the pastor, so what's happening? I said, no, it's wonderful. Every Sunday. I said, who's changing? Same people. Over and over. What does it help? If the presence of God comes, you must receive his word. Amen. Come on now. Faith has action. Amen. Hallelujah. I love the presence of God. But when I'm in his presence, when I sense his anointing, I'm saying, what are you saying? Amen. That's why the Holy Ghost comes, to reveal the word. The greatest miracle in the history of mankind was when God sent the word. Hallelujah. The word became flesh. Glory to God. Are you ready tonight? Amen. God said to Joshua, take off your sandals. The place in which you stand is holy. The question is, where are you? Where are you? Joshua was standing by Jericho. Joshua wasn't hiding in the back. He was standing right there by Jericho, right there by the promise, right there by the advance that God has promised him. That's where the word found him. He was standing by Jericho. He was at the forefront. He was in the coal face. Hallelujah. And that's why I say, you know, people are going to advance in the kingdom. There's no place for wimps. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, some people go to church, they believe in church, you get wrapped in cotton wool and sprinkled eau de cologne. Amen. Angels watch over you. God puts a sign, don't touch. No, come on now. We're yet to advance. Anybody who's done anything for the kingdom will know that the moment you start doing things for the kingdom, people start becoming opposition. Come on now. It's not a mystery. Amen. You get born again, your own family members are the first ones that fight you. Hello. Amen. And then you start pressing on, and those who you thought were with you, at a certain moment, they turn. They can't take it anymore. Amen. They say, no, 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 this is too far. You want to go too deep, but you keep pressing in. Hallelujah. And you're willing to take the pain. Everybody say, no pain, no gain. Amen. Listen, we know the enemy's devices. What's he going to do? He's going to try to get people to hurt you. He's going to try to get people who don't believe in you. Isn't it so stupid to turn back because some people don't believe in you? Listen, you need to get to a place where you know the word of God, that even if the pastor says, I don't know about this, you know whom you have believed. Amen. Hallelujah. And you're willing to stand, and you're willing to fight. Hallelujah. And you're willing to press into what God has for you. And Joshua was ready. Where was he? He was standing in Jericho. Hallelujah. You are here tonight. You're standing in the will of God. You're standing in his church. Amen. We're not those who drew back and now we're sitting at home watching TV because somebody hurt me. So one person said, the church is full of hypocrites. So I said to him, the bar's got even more hypocrites. Amen. There's no excuse. Hallelujah. Come on now. When we stand wonder before the Lord, well done, good and faithful servant. You've caught the vision. You've taken the word. You've run. You've made your mark. Joshua standing by Jericho. Joshua was standing in a place. He was ready. He was standing in the place of battle. He was standing in the place of promise. sometimes you have to just get in there. You know, when God called me, He didn't call me to be a preacher. He called me to serve Him. Whether it was being an usher, picking up dirt outside, serving in children, no matter where. I'm in Jericho, standing here. What are you saying, Lord? And I'm willing to do anything you give me to do. Hallelujah. Because God is looking, He's watching His word. His eyes are running to and fro. You catch His word. Hallelujah. You catch His attention. And He watches over you to perform it. Somebody say amen. What does my Lord say? Not what did the world say. This one person asked him, so what are you doing for the Lord? And all he started telling me about how this one let him down. And that one said this. And that one, I said, I don't want to hear about that. What did the Lord say to you? Amen. Because listen, friend, in the end, that's the only thing we're accountable for. It's the only thing God's going to hold me accountable for. Why? Because it's the only thing that has got the power to change my life. I don't need a million people to agree with me. I don't need 5,000 Facebook likes and then my prayers are answered. Hello? It's me and God. What is my Lord saying to His servant? If He says that, stand in Jericho. Because that's the place of your victory. That's the place where God meets you. God watches over His word. Don't let anything back you down. Don't let anything change you. Hallelujah. Discouragement will come. It'll come. But don't let discouragement take you over. Amen. And especially when it looks like nothing has happened, when it looks like you've lost the battle, stand in Jericho. Because God is watching over His word. For He says, I know the plans that I have for you. I know the word that I have. I know why I created you. I know what I called you for. I know my word. When listen, so often servants of God will say, Lord, just speak the word. Because that's what you're really dependent on. Hearing the word of the Lord. Until you've heard the word, stay where you are. Wait on the Lord. That's what the Bible says. Wait on the Lord. Those who wait on the Lord will renew their strength. They will mount up with wings as eagles. When that word comes, brother, you can run. What does my Lord say? Not what does the circumstances say? Because God's word's got the power to create in the middle of nothing, to bring things to pass. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The middle where it seems like nothing, that's where He does His thing. I remember this one business person came to speak to me and he was weeping, and he had lost his whole business. Somebody in his business went and took all his business away, all his contracts, everything. In a day he lost everything. And he was sitting there with me and he's weeping. He's saying, I don't know what God is saying. I said to him, God has not changed His mind concerning you. And as I'm talking to him, the Lord drops a word in my spirit. A phone call can change your life. So I said to him, listen, a phone call can change your life. Gossip, listen, God can instantly now, somebody can phone you tomorrow, now, SMS can actually be waiting on your phone now. Email can already have been sent. Hallelujah. I said to him, a phone call can change your life. Listen, God is in supreme control. Hallelujah. If He wanted, He can turn your paving in your driveway into pure gold. One day I was looking, said, Lord, I'm looking to You for money. If I dig here, I can find gold if You let me. And He can turn your whole backyard into a diamond field. De Beers. De Groblers. We talk about the possibilities of God. All He requires is, what does my Lord say? Because it's His word that brings the breakthrough. And I said to him, a phone call can change your life. We prayed and he left. 10 minutes, I kid you not, 10 minutes later he phoned me. He's rejoicing on the phone. a big company phoned him and gave him a contract that exceeds all his previous contracts combined, just over the phone, just like that. Bang, done. Hallelujah. God's got your number. God watches over his word. Can I read that promise again? 2 Chronicles 16, verse 9. For the eyes of the Lord, that's what God is saying to you. Remember my promise. Remember that I'm with you. Stand in Jericho. Stand in the place of my promise. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro across the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf of those whose heart is loyal to him. With my God, nothing shall be impossible. Come on, just lift your hands and thank him tonight. Lord, you've spoken your word. You've given your word. You watch over your word. You've come as the captain of the Lord of hosts, as the commander of the armies of God. Tonight we are here saying, what does my Lord say? And we thank you that your word comes with power and demonstration tonight for each and every one of us, Lord. I thank for your blessing. I thank you as your saints stand. We stand tonight in Jericho. We stand tonight in readiness, Father. And I thank you for your word released here tonight. I thank for your promises made manifest. Lord, even tonight you reveal that which you have spoken. And Lord, we thank you that you watch over your word, that you fulfill your words, that you have sent your word with power. Tonight, Lord, we thank for the angels of God released to bring the promise of God. Your word shall not return void, but accomplish that which it is sent to do. Lord, we do not consider our own circumstance. We do not consider, in the name of Jesus, we refuse. But we look to you, and I thank you now by your Spirit. You drop your word in our hearts. You reveal that tonight, Lord, I believe that you visit each and every one here as we soften our hearts, as we take our shoes off, as we wait on the Lord. You will reveal your word. You'll make a mighty breakthrough for each and every one. The promises that you have made, Father, are yea and amen. I thank you that they are quickened in every heart. I bless your servants in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, if you believe he is the captain of the hosts of God for your life, give him some praise tonight. I need 10 people to give him some honor tonight. Come on, I need 10 people to respond to your God and bless him and say thank you to you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, another 10 seconds. Just lift your voice and give him praise. With a voice of triumph. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So shall my word be, says the Lord, that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but shall accomplish what I please. I thank you that your word is working mightily, that this week is a week of possession of the promise, of the fulfillment of that promise. Your angels, Father, released to watch over your word, to work as ministering servants, ministering spirits on behalf of the saints of God. We thank you, Father, for the angels of God, the armies of heaven released in your servant's life. We bless you. We give you praise. Everybody said, amen. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Well, I think of words of Pastor Fred now. I preach myself happy tonight. Hallelujah. God is good. God is good. Amen. And all the time. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we go blessed. We go empowered by your Spirit. We go, Lord, knowing that you watch over your word for each and every one. Thank you. This is a week of accomplishments. This is a week of breakthroughs. This is a week of taking ground and expansion. I bless your servants in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. High five two or three people and tell them God's watching over his word.
We trust that you were blessed by that word. Our prayer is that you are inspired to become more like Jesus. If you'd like more information about Durban Christian Center, you can visit us on our Durban Christian Center Bluff or Wentworth Facebook page, or contact us on Durban code 031-467-0457. We'd love to hear from you, so please send us a praise report or even a prayer request. Thank you, and God bless.